Let us pray. Ever speaking God, as we open the pages of Holy Scripture, we open to our hearts and minds. We ask that your Spirit would be present among us, making of this a living word. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. From the Gospel according to Matthew, listen to these words of Jesus that he speaks to his disciples just after he has shared with them the Sermon on the Mount. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but rather on the lampstand, so that it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Here ends the reading from Matthew. And now from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, in the second chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. It is written, "What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what is truly God's except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual." Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Are you more of a salty person or a sweet person? If you're reaching for a snack, are you more likely to go to the crunchy salty or to the sweet? Let's have a show of hands. Salty, sweet. Well, it's about 50-50. And if you're like me, you love that perfect combination of the dark chocolate sea salt, caramel, right? In our time, we often limit salt and sugar intake for health reasons. But in earlier eras, it was work to find enough calories to consume and nutrients for a balanced diet to survive. Humans naturally craved things dense with sugar and protein and fat and salt. Salt was important. Salt can't be raised or grown. Salt is a mineral element. Salt must be added to our diets and added to our food. Salt has been recognized for thousands of years as something precious and essential. While now in our time we can buy salt in bulk for next to nothing, in the ancient world, salt was sometimes a rare and always a precious commodity. It was a prized preservative, a function mostly forgotten by us in an age of refrigeration, freezing technology. And it was a cherished flavor enhancer, something that was used to bring out the other flavors in the food. Do you know that the word salary actually comes from a Latin term for the soldier's allowance for the purchase of salt? It was assumed that the soldier's basic needs would be met by his service in the army. His clothing and his equipment would be provided, and his housing and his basic food. But a salary was provided so that he could buy salt. Salt, a precious commodity. Salt that brings something distinctive to the mix of flavors. Salt that helps to preserve. Is it any wonder that Jesus said to his disciples, "You are salt. You are salt. You are precious. You are essential. You are necessary. You preserve important things. You bring out God's flavors in the world. You are salt." A couple months ago, I told you about my newfound intention to bake bread. My friend who's coaching me said, "Don't even try to make bread without salt. Bread without salt is only as good as crumbs. Salt is essential." I remember a Thanksgiving meal when I was making potatoes at my in-law's home, and believe it or not, there was not a grain of salt to be found anywhere in the house. And I just could not imagine mashed potatoes without salt. Some of you are already grimacing. And this is an honest confession. You might grimace more now, but I went to the garage and I found the bag of salt that was there to salt the driveway. And I chipped off some of it and I brought it in and I put it in the mashed potatoes. And that is a legendary story in the Butter household. Salt is essential and precious. And so it is this morning that Jesus chooses this metaphor to help his disciples understand his purpose for them. He's just taught them the Sermon on the Mount. We heard that preached beautifully last week by Diane. Blessed are the merciful, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the justice seekers, blessed are the righteousness. And now Jesus is giving the disciples the recipe. To make that kind of blessed world come about requires salt, God's flavor, God's distinctive flavor in the world. "You are salt," he says to that first band of disciples, and it wasn't just that original group of 12 or 15 or so who were in his immediate circle of hearing. There were also all of these others who had gathered around. Jesus' teachings were magnetic. They were radiant. He drew people to him, and his word could not be contained by any inner circle, and his ways could not be limited by any human limitation. And so the circles of hearing would grow from those closest disciples to the crowds who came to learn more, to be transformed by his vision of the world and his way of giving them purpose, God's purpose in it. And the circle of hearers continued to grow. As Matthew wrote these words down and generation after generation passed them on and the church spread throughout the globe, today we are in the giant circle of hearers of those purpose-filled words. You are salt. Jesus is telling his students that they are called to live lives of distinction, that there is some particular flavor that they are called to bring, and that what they have to bring is valuable. His words were spoken to the members of his community in a particular context, calling them to live fully into the challenge of their days. Their world needed their saltiness. Their world needed the flavor of God that Jesus taught them to bring. Their world needed something precious. And so you are salt, he says to them. You have this holy purpose to fulfill. We are given the same invitation and the same challenge. Our world needs the flavor of God in it. Our world needs the flavor of Jesus in it. Our world needs the flavor of Holy Spirit in it. And we are called to be those who bring it. Likewise, Wellesley Village Church is a salt shaker. We are all grains of salt, and we are more flavorful together. We're called to be a church that seasons this community with the flavors of love and peace and hope and inclusion and justice. We are a salt shaker for God to use in God's recipe to bring about God's kingdom in this world. Over the past months, we have spent a lot of time and energy together working on our sense of vision for the future, trying to figure out what is the distinctive flavor that we bring together to this community. Radical hospitality, extravagant generosity, a place where relationships matter most, a school for love, a beloved community that is created where warmth and welcome are beacons of life, a place where love and service overflows into the world, a place of innovative worship and intimate community and intergenerational ministry, a place that is open, with open minds and open hearts. These are many of the words that have found their way into our vision and mission statement. We know that here we are beloved by God at every stage and age of life. And we are called to become those who grow up in Christ. We are those who belong to God and to one another. We are those who befriend others. And we are those who behold the glory of God in worship and service together. These are our Beatitudes, if you will. These are our recipes for how we bring God's flavor to life in the heart of Wellesley. At our annual meeting this year, we're eating soup. So many of you have volunteered to bring soups and chilies and stews and bread and desserts to create this meal together. And it's a wonderful metaphor for how God calls us to be, to bring all of our gifts, to create a giant feast of love, to nourish ourselves and one another so that we can go out and nourish the world. All of this started when our soon-to-be moderator, Leif Hilla, stood in this very pulpit and talked about how soup is love. He was using it as a metaphor for our stewardship, of how when we bring all of our best gifts and put them together, something is created that is nourishing and can feed people. So we've taken that metaphor and made it our metaphor today for our annual meeting, just the same way Jesus used metaphors to call his people into his purposes. Salt is tiny, and it can have a big impact. Ours is a world that I believe is hungry for salt, God's style. Sure, there's a lot of junk food out there, things that are available for cheap entertainment and distraction, lots of opinions shows for news junkies, plenty of reality TV shows to become obsessed with, and always something happening in the world of sport, and there's no shortage of gossip and pop psychology that we can fill our time with, and a plethora of self-help and self-actualization rituals that are available to make us into our best selves. But friends, I believe our world is craving salt. The saltiness that comes from the people of God engaged in real relationships, talking about their real calling in the world. That distinctive flavor that comes from following Christ. A flavor that makes justice and love the center of our lives. A saltiness that enhances the flavor of human dignity and that builds community and blesses all who gather in love. You are salt. You are light. You make a difference in the world. So Jesus said to his disciples, and so Jesus says to us. And so it is my prayer that in the midst of the complexities of our time, we will take Jesus up on his word, that we will say yes to being the salt and light in the world, that we will bear witness to God's love in our lives individually and together, that the flavors we create would be nourishing and sustaining, and that it would be our mission together in all we do to enhance the flavor and illumine our community in the name of the God who calls us to fulfill his word. So be it, and may it be so. Amen.